Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first, let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport, where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. It is just after 10 o'clock on a Tuesday. And I need you right now, if you plan on being the 20th caller, the number to join us is 800-520-1067. So we can get you into Six Flags. 4 tickets every hour. And someone's going to get themselves a pair of 2027 gold passes.
Six what?
Play the sound again.
Six Flags. I said Magic Mountain. You will get in there every hour thereafter. We got that to get through this hour. A little Johnny Doesn't Know. We're also going to do an AMA with an Eagle expert. Sadly, we lost one of the greats by the name of Jackie. And if you missed the tribute we put up over the air earlier today, a lot of people were teary-eyed, understandably, understanding that even if you didn't ever meet Jackie.
Well, I don't think any of us did.
Yeah, who met her?
A lot of people welcomed her into their homes via the webcam. I didn't watch a minute of that webcam crap, but, you know.
So when you watch Netflix, you're like, oh, I met this person?
Yeah, I feel like they're in my homes every night.
I met Emily from Emily in Paris.
God,
every
I wish.
Year.
God, I wish. Anyway, we'll get to that coming up later this hour as we will celebrate the friends of Big Bear Valley and the great legacy left by Jackie the Bald Eagle.
And who will take her place on the nest?
It's going to be a whole Bachelorette series sort of thing. In
oh
that
my
nest.
God.
Well, I'll get into that coming up later this hour. If you need us, the phone's 800-520-1067 to call, to text, or to interact. Also wanted to play this for you, Allie, from the GOAT line. I know earlier we heard about, the psych ward listeners and the listeners out of rehab.
But yeah, who else we got?
No, hold on. This is a real one now. This is a real one. Someone that wants to let us know that we are wrong. And that not everything we say on the air is accurate at all. Defender of Morrissey calling in.
Hey, Klein. Listening to you talk about Morrissey today, and I'm just calling because I know there's no excusing how much he cancels, and he's canceled a whole lot. But this is actually the first time this year that he's actually canceled.
I mean, it sounds like he's a Morrissey defender right
there's
now.
There's no way.
And
that's,
that's right. I find that hard to believe. I really do.
I feel like we talked about...
I think he was on a really good run.
this year.
Of like one show? What kind of run did he do? Every other day it's a Morrissey. And so many people are saying that they will pre-order and give us money for the I Almost Saw Morrissey t-shirts.
These are like the people that defend their dogs who bit everybody.
Right.
They He's never like, do this. No, right. It was because I had beef jerky in my pocket.
He's a good boy.
And he was doing really well. He went to all of his Europe tour shows. And
okay.
All of a sudden for the Vegas residency, he canceled all four.
He canceled a lot of shows. It's like a universally known thing that Morrissey, ironically, is less you see. That's the irony of the whole name and everything.
I imagine this is his producer or PR team or something like
Changing
that.
Changing it?
Calling the goat line. And well, trying to make excuses for Morrissey. Stop.
Shannon on... I didn't want to bring this up on the air, but we've actually had Morrissey booked every day on this show. And he has not shown up every single day.
Womp womp.
It's true. Thank you, Shannon, for the sound effects. Good morning. You're on K-Rock. Hi.
Hi.
You're the 20th caller.
Yay!
You'll be going to Six Flags, and if we call you back, you'll be getting that gold pass for all of 2027. Six Flags, I say.
Okay.
Hold on, Shannon, and congratulations. Thanks for listening. Every hour, all day long, you'll have a chance to get your way into Six Flags. This is called, Ali, you know the name of this one? Double Take?
No idea.
Edge Hill? It is new music on your KROQ. You can read that last text we got, Allie.
I can't.
Read it out loud.
No.
800-520-1067 to interact with the show. We are Klein Allie Show. Of course, the goat line's there when we're not. And if you are dealing with more mosquitoes than ever before this year, everyone feels the same. Also, we've talked about how the spiders are taking over. And apparently they are hungry. We shared that story earlier this week about the woman that got bit, I think, 9 times.
Spider!
There she is. And she clearly...
She's dead now.
She's not doing great. This is a listener that heard it and said, guys, nothing to joke with. This whole joking about getting bit by spider stuff, that's no joke, no laughing matter. And here in California, it's not going to happen. There's no tarantulas in Valley Village. They're everywhere. All the breeds are everywhere. And they're apparently looking to eat us.
Spidey bite. I have a friend that got bit by a spider. He got bit by a spider on his face.
We didn't ask her to do that theme song. She just decided that was a good way to get
into
it.
That movie made $1 billion.
But this woman, everyone talking spiders these days, and listen to this person's friend bit on the face by a spider.
He got bit by a spider on his face. His face swelled up. He was in the hospital for 9 days.
Ooh.
You talk about like something that is, you know, there's certain injuries. You go, big, bad car accident. You go, oh, they're in the hospital for 2 weeks. That makes sense. And then you go, person was just outside and got bit by something that was the size of a quarter. And now they're in the hospital 9 days.
And something had to have gone wrong during the process, right, for you to be in the hospital that long?
I'm sure it has to do with what type of spider it was, where it bit the guy, how much venom it put inside.
And how does it bite you in the face? Like, what are you doing where your face is that close to a spider?
I mean, I feel like I'm walking into cobwebs, spider webs every day. They put them up so quick. I don't know why the people fill a pothole in this town takes
too
6 months.
Too productive, you spiders.
These spiders are building the cobweb. I rip them down. They're next day they're twice as big.
Sometimes they're so far from like the edge of my house to a tree that's like 20 feet away. I'm like, what the?
It's incredible.
It's really like flying squirrel its ass all the way to this tree.
But this is a real thing now, so I'm just letting you know.
And you actually have to have get surgery to remove part of his cheek inside.
He had to have his cheek removed because he got bit by a spider on the face.
Yes, asbestos, and then he had ended up going to MRSA. Then
okay, so it's a couple things: the sepsis, MRSA.
See, I think that's the thing; it causes other problems.
He came out of the hospital after 9 days. A week later, he got bit on his tummy.
What?
And he had to go to urgent care.
What is wrong with this guy?
This is a Darwinism situation, like a Final Destination. This guy clearly was supposed to be iced out, but...
Or he's delicious.
And that's the other thing is, because they were saying with my kids with the lice, is that once the lice finds a good head to stick it, they, even if you get rid of the lice, they like leave a little signal in there to let the other lice
know.
Yeah, it's all part of their way of like survival, so maybe it's with the spiders too.
And they had to cut around on his tummy. So spider bites are very dangerous. Spider bites. Spider bites. You don't want to get bit by a spider.
Great song.
Thank you. It's so catchy.
We may have to do a regular segment now called Spider Bites.
Spiders. She's still around.
Just
there's your next victim.
Yeah. Not a national treasure like her.
You don't want to get bit by a spider.
Thank you.
All right. we did it.
That woman is walking around Southern California right now.
But also, what I really want to know what spiders in this area are that deadly.
Oh, they're all here. Remember
I think they're all in Australia, right?
What's the spider that almost took out Kevin Ryder a few years back?
That's the brown recluse. Well, those start eating away your skin.
Yeah, his whole back was it was in bad shape. It looked like someone spilled like battery acid on him or something.
But like those and black widows are kind of it, right?
No, Allie. I don't know enough about spiders.
Like tarantulas or whatever. They don't matter.
They
just look scary.
I got bit by spiders. Two spiders a couple weeks ago. No, not a big deal.
You did? You got bit by two spiders?
Yeah.
But was it when you were doing your little gardening?
I was doing my gardening. I was trying to take care of my hibiscus.
I bet you were, Omar. Okay. Now that's too much.
It's a theme show
Three times in the show. We got to take a break. We get back in a second, then we are going to pay proper respects to Jackie, the big bald eagle from Big Bear that is no longer with us. She's flying with the Eagles today.
Well,
which is, I guess,
she's not really.
Well, metaphorically, I think is the way you put it.
Got it.
And she's a little closer to God today, whatever they would say. There's a person who's going to join us in a moment.
You're not good at this.
To save us.
We will answer all of your questions. And by your questions, I mean our questions. And that'll be after this on K-Rock.
All week.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley's show. We've lost a legend, and it is sad that after the show yesterday, we got the unfortunate news that Jackie the Eagle, a big bald bear, big bear bald eagle that we have grown to know and love over these past years.
Big bald bear eagle's different.
that's a West Hollywood thing.
There he is.
But we are processing our grief in many different ways, and our musical tribute to Jackie will play at the end of this chat. But right now, we have an expert on all things Jackie and Shadow. And I believe, as one of the friends of Big Bear Valley, Jenny is one of the only people that is allowed to speak on the issue at hand here. What we've been going through, what will happen next, and I think that not that we should take some time to celebrate the life of Jackie, but already people are wondering,
what's going to happen next?
Is Shadow going to get with this?
Well, is he going to start boning
this
new
home girl? Wrecker? And you know, all this information that the rest of us don't really know. Jenny, lucky for us, does know, and she joins us now on K-Rock. Good morning, and thank you for taking some time. I know you're very busy. Yesterday, I think you were doing double-digit interviews, so thanks for squeezing us in.
Thanks for having me.
Is this a tough day for you?
Yes, it's very hard. Our hearts are broken. We miss Jackie so much, and this is just not the news that anybody wanted.
You know, they were updating us periodically and saying we're still doing tests, we still haven't figured it out. Now that she's gone, are they still going to try and process things and figure out why she died and what she had?
We certainly hope so. But We're not in charge or involved in any of that. We just receive the information along with the public. But yes, we do hope that we get to learn what happened.
When did have you been following the Jackie Shadow saga from the very beginning? I know that I feel like I was a little late to the game, but I mean, have you been involved in this from when they first started mating?
No, I started following them in 2022. And I fell in love with them, and they had Spirit that year. And the organization had advertised that they needed help, and I wanted to help, and I wanted to learn more about Jackie and Shadow and everything. And so that's when I started.
Well, she truly has become one of the most famous bald eagles ever to live. And now that she's passed, I think the big question is, what's going to happen with Shadow and this, hoe bag who has swooped in? Is she going to take over the nest? When is Shadow going to move on? And will he ever know what happened to Jackie?
Well, there are multiple visiting eagles. We think some of them are female, but we're not absolutely certain, and we won't know without blood test. It is natural for eagles at a young age to explore and travel, and they're nomadic as they figure out where they're wanting to live. They don't really gain sexual maturity until they're 5 years old. So the sub-adults that you've seen aren't really old enough yet. I wouldn't worry about them. There's been a little bit of hype in the media about Shadow and his alleged relationships.
Yeah, we're talking about, obviously, the names have been thrown around here.
Jolene, Katie One,
and the other bird lady, as we're just calling her that because we don't know. But you're saying that we're jumping to conclusions before anything is official at this point, right?
Yes. So those hormones won't kick in and really change over until about December, January.
And that's when he's going to be all ready to go.
They seem to be more curious about him than he is of them.
Oh, yeah, because he's a star. He's got his own webcam. He's he's kind of like an L.A. star.
Bachelor.
He's a bachelor.
Yeah,
now.
I know.
Really is.
But do you think that, I know that Jackie is gone now, but do you think Shadow's just going to assume, like, she's dead, she's gone, I got to move on? Or is he just going to continue to wait for her?
Well, we've seen with other nests, with the loss of a mate, there's the male has moved on. But we don't know for sure what is going to be Shadow's future. He may stay, and one of these visiting bald eagles may stay with him, or somebody else may come, or he may choose to go somewhere else.
I mean, he's not going to go celibate, though. He's got needs.
Yeah.
He's got
no.
He's got needs.
No, he should move forward. That's what bald eagles teach us, is how to be resilient and move forward. And help process and grieve. And, as they do when things don't go right with the eggs or when they
perform.
Thank you, Vanessa, for chiming in. Now, let me ask you, it seems like there is a lot of theories about, this way more than we do, but usually eagles, when they mate for life. There's something kind of beautiful about that. And they've been through, Jackie and Shadow went through the year where they lost the, remember we were all caught up
multiple
in the eggs.
Multiple years where they
lost the eggs, and they ate
too.
The eggs. There was a lot of stuff that went on there. Thank you, Vanessa brought up the eggs a moment ago. But this is rare, but as you said, something that happens when they have no choice, they will move on. And how many lovers could an eagle take in a lifetime?
Well, Jackie had a mate before Shadow named Mr.
What?
B.
What? Mr. His Beast?
His name was what?
Mr. B. His name was Mr. B.
And what happened to him?
Well, Shadow came to town and essentially Mr. B left, and Shadow took over the territory, and Jackie and Shadow became a bonded pair. So, yes, eagles are supposed to mate for life. Jackie had two mates, and so we don't know. We don't know what's in store for Shadow, but we
Boomy! She was the best, wasn't she?
It's very on trend with the world open relationships now and polyamorous.
She was ethically non-monogamous.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's a beautiful thing. And then she, but you do believe that, you believe too, and maybe this is just the old romantic in me, there was something special about the bond between Jackie and Shadow, right? I mean, I looked at that. I think they brought out the best in all of us. I used to say to my wife all the time, I wish we could be more like Jackie and Shadow.
It was very strong, and they were often seen together in the off season, and which just goes to show. And they taught a lot of people about family and dedication and partnership and humor. And they were like an old married couple for some.
Any chance now that Shadow's kind of, you know, single for the first time in a while, that before he settles down with the next one, he's going to just go spread some seed for a bit?
Explore.
We don't know what Shadow's going to do right now. He's on his summer vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, once the kids leave, right, he just kind of chills.
Right. He's just building up that nut, and then, I mean, I don't know what the verbiage is.
I'm sure Jenny would agree that's the right terminology.
Well, Jenny, we have been invested in this from the beginning because it's a beautiful story, and I believe Jackie became an unofficial mascot for really all of us,
Americans,
Southern California specifically, and we were devastated, especially because, you know, a week earlier we heard that she was making progress. So I'm sorry for your loss. As we're all dealing with it, we put together a musical tribute that we'd like to play now over the airwaves with K-Rock, if you're okay with that.
Thank you.
Okay. And for everyone now, the one benefit of this is that the Friends of BigBearValley.org has received a ton of donations in the name of Jackie.
Yeah, and, I mean, you were able to secure the home of Jackie and Shadow, I think, thanks to her popularity and everyone's kind donations, right?
That place was going to be a Chipotle had you not stepped in and protected it. So thank you for doing what you did to give us all of the time we had. Life is precious. That's the one thing we learn every time we lose someone that matters to us. So any closing words you'd like to say, Jenny, is the official expert on all things Jackie and Shadow?
Well, just thanks for being on this journey with us, and keep Shadow in your heart, and the rest of us, our Eagle family, in your hearts.
And you'll be okay if Shadow takes a new lover. You're going to accept that lover in, because that's just the way nature works, or are you always going to kind of...
Absolutely. Nature is going to keep on keeping on, and that's what it's all about. I want Shadow to be happy.
And when he does take a new mate, are you guys going to name the new female eagle something? Because I know there's these kind of unofficial names, and Jackie was named after somebody who, you know, contributed to the wildlife in Big Bear. But do you name the new eagles when they come into the picture?
Yeah, we would take naming very seriously, and we probably would not go with any of the names that are currently out today.
You wouldn't go with Hobag, which is what everyone's calling the sub-adult
at all.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
Mrs. Hobag.
We would not do that.
Okay, well, thank you for taking some time to chat with us today. Was this different than the other 20 interviews you did?
100%.
Okay, I would imagine. All right, well, here's our tribute now to Jackie. You fly high wherever you
go. Jackie hatched above Big Bear Lake in national comeback. Bald eagles almost disappeared in this country. Now there are more than 300,000.
Jackie was an amazing bald eagle. And she taught us about nature, she taught us about family, she taught us about ourselves, and she is deeply missed and loved.
What's the matter? Are you a birdie? Are you a birdie?
Wow, look at that. Just like that. If you're not watching on YouTube, you can get there right now. Allie's back in the eagle suit to pay her respects, final respects to Jackie. It's been a very touching show, a show that has been weird on so many different levels and very emotional. And now Allie is back inside of the giant inflatable trash bag that she purchased when we did our entire show as Jackie and Shadow celebrating the birth of their babies, their eaglets.
I bought two of these when all of the Jackie and Shadow hype began. Mm-hmm. I did return one, but I saved one just in case it became relevant again, and that day has arrived.
Well, there we go. I'm sure we should get that woman back on the phone. She seemed like she enjoyed chatting with us.
Get Jenny back.
Let her know that we're now wearing an inflatable eagle suit to pay the proper respects. She sounded like she was fighting back tears most of the interview. So it's definitely...
Well, they're very invested.
I get it. I believe that. All right. Takeaways from today's show. Whoa, there we go. Let's get the hell out of here. And then we will turn things over to the great Sluggo, who will have more of those Six Flags tickets for you coming up a little bit later. And thanks for putting up with us today.
Flapping.
Yeah. Allie, you're not really selling it.
I'm trying to pull up the takeaways. Hold on a sec.
Okay.
She's got her...
There we go.
It's a beautiful tribute. Oh, God, you took the wrong one yet again. All right. Let's do
it. My red blood cells right are
there.
Normal.
It's good stuff right there, right? That's what keeps Omar coming back.
Yeah.
All right. Takeaways from today's show, and then we will get out of here officially. Once again, if you need us in the meantime, there's a GOAT line for you. 844-956-GOAT. Comments, critiques, and criticisms of today's show. Allie, what do we got? Excuse me, Jackie.
Yes.
What do we have on the takeaways?
Very hard to read through this thing. Hold on. Okay. 774, my takeaway is Klein Alley Show is number one in psych wards.
Yeah.
310, my takeaway is Vanessa has wishy potions.
Wishy potions. She put a curse on all of us today, so watch out. We're going to wake up with horns or something tomorrow.
818, my takeaway is P is.
We learned that from the robots. We don't know what it is, but we know it's important if there's a fire.
213, 70-year-old Allie is going to be a raging hoe bag.
Yep.
Klein's kegger is turning into a snoozer.
Man, wrong. Again, it's going to be awesome for those one hours.
Vanessa had haters in high school because they were jealous. 424, unicorn? No, thank you. Sorry, I was trying to rhyme. And 818, my takeaway is Filipino barbecue is Omar's top 30 barbecues.
Mm-hmm. One of his top 30. We don't know where it falls on the list, but that's pretty impressive to make it into Omar's list of top 30 barbecues.
650, if you want to get stronger, put your own weights back.
All right, those are some takeaways from today's show. If you don't know what we're talking about, you should listen to the complete show. You can also watch right now at the ridiculousness that is happening on YouTube. It's another place to catch up on the show. And also on Instagram, Klein Alley Show, TikTok as well. All right, takeaway from today's show. Vanessa, what do you got?
Shadow is on vacation.
Shadow's just chilling right now on vacation. But then he's going to collect that nut up and get ready for a whole December of spray. That's right. You better watch out. Johnny, got a takeaway?
Can you
play the clip again? It's too many times. All right, well, you know what we're all thinking.
Stuff,
insert your own sound effect there. What's your takeaway, Johnny? Jake the Nerd, go ahead.
Hit up Buddy Larry for meth.
Buddy Larry, he's got your light bulbs and your meth. Light bulb Larry, he'll get you high. Omar, takeaway?
I'm going to forego my takeaway. I want to hear what Jackie has to say.
Jackie, would you like to end it with some sort of a tribute takeaway since you gave us so much before you were taken from us prematurely?
Remember me!
All right.
Don't cheat on me, Shadow.
All right. It's a beautiful message right there. And the show has reached a new level of weird.
Just kidding. Get yours.
Okay. We're going to get out of here, and we'll do it again tomorrow and try to do it better.
Really? That's, why?
It's a good point.
We can't do it better than we're doing it currently.
Yeah. I think we're just going to quit.
Yeah.
So it's been real, and thank you. And whoever comes over, takes over next on K-Rock, I'm sure they'll be great. Yeah. Okay, that's it.
Remember us!
I really wish I had that jingle to play you off, and I can't find it.
So no, annoying. I guess we'll keep going.
Oh, God damn. Oh, man, I really needed this jingle.
You're killing me! Again!
No, that's not it.
Jesus.
The system. Vanessa, make a note on my desk that this someone's been in the system. I don't like it. They've messed up our jingles.
So many notes.
All right.
Drink Don Francisco's coffee.
That's right. That's what we wanted to say. That's it. Thank you. Thank you, Jackie. Here, Jackie, hold the mug so that we get it done right. Our official.
But I need to pick me up. I pick up Don Francisco's.
Yeah, they'll be thrilled. All right, we got to do it tomorrow. Bye. Okay, so.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.